Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, we hear about a war between the five kings and the four kings in Eretz Canaan. And during that war, between the four kings and the five kings, when the four kings defeated the five kings, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Yud, the Torah tells us that the Sidim Valley was full of tar pits, asphalt pits. Today, still, the Dead Sea region is full of asphalt. And the Torah tells us that when the kings of Sodom and Amorah tried to flee the battle, they fell into tar pits, and others fled to the mountains. In other words, to the mountains to the west of the Dead Sea, towards Hebron, where Avram was living. So again, the kings of Sodom and Amorah fell into these deadly pits. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, picks up on the fact that in a few psukim, we are going to hear about the king of Sodom talking to Avram after the war. So the question is, how is it that the king of Sodom fell into this terrible pit, this deadly pit, and the king of Sodom survived? And in general, why is the Torah telling us this seemingly insignificant detail? Who cares what happened to the king of Sodom? So he fell into this tar pit. All right, but why does the Torah tell us about that? So again, two questions. If he fell into this deadly pit, how did he survive? And number two, why does the Torah tell us this? Rashi, in an answer to these questions, tells us, based on the Medrash, that a miracle occurred to the king of Sodom. He was saved. He fell into a deadly pit, and yet he was saved. And why was he saved? Because Rashi says there were people who didn't believe the miracle that happened to Avraham way back in Ur Kasdim. Avram had been thrown into a fire pit because of his belief in Hashem and his repudiation of Avodah Zarah, and he was saved miraculously. And there were many people who didn't believe it. But now, when they saw that the king of Sodom was also saved miraculously from a death pit, they retroactively believed in Avram being saved from the pit. That's Rashi. However, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, asks a very powerful question on this Rashi. Once the king of Sodom, remember, was a Russia, he was an Oved Avodah Zarah. Once that king of Sodom was saved from a pit, that should be proof to them that what happened to Avram was not a miracle. The Ramban says that the opposite would happen. They would call it black magic, or they would call it coincidence, or whatever, but they wouldn't call it a miracle, I'm sorry. That's the Ramban's question on Rashi. Maybe they actually believed that Avram was saved miraculously, but all of a sudden now they see Sodom, the king of Sodom, being saved also. They must say, oh, no way, he was saved by black magic and so was Avram, or he was saved coincidentally and so was Avram. How is this a proof of the miracle that Avram was saved from a fiery pit? Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger, the first Ger Rebbe, who died in 1866, defends Rashi in his Sefer Chidushei Harim. And the Ger Rebbe turns the entire idea on its head and redefines what we thought we knew. He says that we have to more clearly define what we mean by a miracle and what we mean by emuna. The Chidushei Harim says that when something extraordinary happens, when something supernatural happens, and people witness it, and it's obvious that it comes from Hashem, then there's no question in people's mind that the event was so astonishing, so remarkable, then there's no question that God himself performed the miracle. That, says the Chidushei Harim, is not called emuna. It's not believing in Hashem. It's so obvious that God is there that anyone can know that. That's a fact. And therefore, there's no reward for believing in God after seeing something so blatant, seeing God's hand so obviously. However, most nisim, most miracles, are not that clear. Even the Makos in Mitzrayim were explained away by Paro and his magicians. To this day, there are people who explain Kriyas Yamsuf by talking about the wind blowing this way or that way, the sea was shallow over there. We say they're miracles, but some people are not so sure. So when we believe in Hashem after seeing a miracle that can be explained away, when we say, oh, that's Hashem, and we see a miracle that can be explained in various ways, then that says the Chidush Ha'arim, is Emuna. And that is how he understands Rashi in such a unique way. When people saw Avram survive the pit way back in Ur Kasdim, everyone knew that God did that. No question. So that wasn't Emuna. But when, years later, even the king of Sodom was saved, even that Russia, the king of Sodom was saved, people could be a little unsure. Hold on a minute. Was it God? Was it nature? Was it a coincidence? Was it black magic? Okay, now there's doubt. And once doubt was introduced, they were able retroactively to believe in Hashem, to have emuna, literally the opposite of what we thought. By saving the king of Sodom, the events of Ur Kasdim became retroactively a source of emuna. Have an amazing day, everyone.